Welcome into the Public Affairs Show. It's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here from AM 1250 and 105.7 FM The Fan. A great event to talk about coming up with the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber. Joining us now is Adam Bratz. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so first off, let's first talk about what you guys are really all about before we get to the event. Obviously, anytime anybody, well, most normal people, anytime they hear the word veterans, people want to help out, right? And anything to help out a veteran, whether it be getting them jobs or helping them with housing or whatever the case is, what aspect do you guys come with?
Well, the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce, our vision is to make Wisconsin the best state for veterans. We are much like any other chamber of commerce. We're a business organization. Our overarching goal in the state of Wisconsin is to maximize profits for all businesses, not just veteran-owned, and reduce expenses. And we do that by bridging the gap between the greater business community and veteran talent, veteran workforce talent pipelines, and veteran-owned businesses.
So from that perspective then, when you do events like this and you're raising the money, where is that money then going towards?
Well, you're referring to Veterans Light Up the Arts,
right?
Then? So,
or any events that you guys may do over the course of the year, right?
Right. So we use our profits from the events that we put on to benefit, obviously, the programs that we put on to support veteran entrepreneurs, to create pipelines between veteran talent and job opportunities. We don't do direct job placement, but we do create the pipeline that helps to funnel veteran talent to meaningful job opportunities. And we also use it to support our community through our various community partners.
So from that perspective, I'm just trying to grasp what you're saying here. Mm-hmm. So you are essentially not giving somebody a job necessarily, but you're reaching out to the people that run these businesses and opening up the doors to hire veterans and get their foot in the door. Then they actually have to get the job themselves.
Correct. Yep. We don't do the direct placement. Often we will have businesses come to us and say, you know, we're looking to hire veteran talent. We have veterans come to us saying like, hey, I'm looking for a gig. And we are more creating the atmosphere, the climate, and the pipeline between those two entities to help bridge the gap and connect them, to give HR managers in corporate Wisconsin the resources and the knowledge that they need, because there are communication gaps between civilians and veterans. So we actually train civilian HR managers on how best to engage and retain veteran employees, and as well as engage and retain veteran consumers.
Right.
Yep.
Talking with Adam Bratz, Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. So if there's somebody listening right now that runs a business or is an HR manager or whatever else, and they want to reach out and get more information, how do they do that?
They can go to wiveteranschamber.org, or they can reach out to myself or really any member of our team. We're here to help. If you're a business and you're looking to hire, to engage and retain veteran talent, you're not sure where to start, reach out to us, and we're happy to put the tools and resources in your pocket there that'll help you to do that and do it the right way.
Okay, so let's talk about the event now coming up. Light Up the Arts coming up on March 6th. Mm-hmm. Obviously, what is this event all about? What can people expect to see if they get tickets for it?
So Veterans Light Up the Arts is an incredible evening. It's a great event. It's a celebration, a visual performance, dramatic, musical arts, all kinds of arts, exhibited exclusively by veteran performers and veteran artists, as well as military spouses. There's a common misconception out there that veterans are robotic or homogenous or mm-hmm. not creative, but
sure.
But it couldn't be further from the truth. The American mm-hmm. military is one of the most diverse organizations in the world, and diverse in background, diverse in origins, but also diverse in talents. There's a lot of talent in the American military and in our veteran community. So we celebrate that, and we bring attention to that, and we do it in the incredible setting of the Milwaukee Art Museum, in conjunction with our friends from the War Memorial Center as well. And we just put on a great evening. Great food, great people, great performances, and in a great atmosphere.
And then you also have opportunities to raise more money besides just the ticket sales that go in. You have sponsorships available for people as well if they want to get involved.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. We do have some sponsorship spots still available. So if you're looking to get some marketing representation for your business.
And there's many different tiers for it, too.
Many different tiers.
Yeah, I was looking at the website.
Yeah, right. I mean, anything from $250 sponsorship all the way up the chain there. So if you're looking to support your veteran community, support veteran artists, support our community nonprofit partners, and get some visibility for your organization. Sponsorship is right for you. And I would add that it also gets you an exclusive invite to our VIP donor reception that precedes the event right before that, which is also a good time.
But what's the gift bag like? You don't got to be a bag. Hey, we're talking with Adam Bratz, again, Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce, and the great event they have coming up, Veterans Light Up the Arts, coming up on March 6th. So we talked about the sponsor aspect. There's also a silent auction that you guys do too, right? And you guys are still looking for some items for that?
Absolutely. If you have a business, and again, you're looking for that visibility and exposure and to support the veteran community, we are definitely looking for business contributions for our silent auction. And again, those proceeds go to benefit our community nonprofit partners.
Adam did not come in by himself, because not only does it benefit the Chamber of Commerce, like you're talking about, it also benefits a bunch of other nonprofits as well, right?
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. So the proceeds from this event benefit our community partners that are helping us to put on this event. And those nonprofits are the Feast of Crispian, which helps vets overcoming trauma and post-traumatic stress through Shakespeare and drama and acting. It's an amazing organization.
Really?
Milwaukee Chamber Theater, Lift for the 22, which provides gym memberships and supports for veterans that are in need. Warrior Songs helping veterans heal through music. Ex Fabula, which connects our communities through storytelling. And of course, our pals over at Guitars for Vets.
And you brought one of your pals with you.
I did.
Now, how did you meet Patrick here?
Oh, my goodness. We go way back, don't we? A few years at least.
Yeah, ever since the big house, as they call it.
Wait a second. Now, hold on. A little bit more information than we need at this point. Let's just get away from the big house talk for a little bit. So, Patrick, I mean, you come in here as part of this. Now, I'll be honest with you. Okay, I'm just going to be honest.
Sure.
So, I walked up front. I never met either one of these gentlemen at all. But I knew who was with who, and I would have correctly guessed that you're Adam, and he's the guitar guy with the long hair. I immediately would have stereotyped, and I would have been right. I would have guessed guitar or drummer, because I play drums myself.
Hammer dulcimer. You come off as a dulcimerist.
Yeah, Adam's hair is long on the inside.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Yes, really. Long hair at heart is really what it is.
That's it.
A little bit about Guitars for Vets.
Yes, well, Guitars for Vets started back in 2007. A gentleman came in to see me for guitar lessons. I am a professional musician.
You could be a professional voiceover guy for radio with that voice in yours.
I know, right?
Thank you very much.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
And I've been teaching guitar for years. It's been one of the common threads of all the other work that I have been doing. And Dan told me he had what he referred to as a disability, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. I think it's called PTS now, but most folks still recognize it as a disorder. And Dan said, you know, man, I've got a lot of anxiety and depression and focus issues, and it's just really hard to do this, but I've always wanted to play guitar. So Dan served in Vietnam, I think it was in 68 and 69, was a sniper with 1st Marine Recon. He was really good at his job, so there's a lot still that he's, you know, reconciling in his heart and soul.
Sure.
And I said, hey, man, we're just here to cultivate joy. If you happen to learn guitar, that's wonderful. And it helped him so much because, you know, you can't, and you really don't want to take your therapist with you wherever you go,
right.
Unless it's, you know, what about Bob, you know, Bill Murray. but guitar, you can. And guitar playing helps one self-soothe. And so when you wake up in the middle of the night from nightmares, we all know what those are like.
Oh, yeah.
Tend to have more of them if you're struggling with PTSD or false awakenings. You're not sure if you're waking into a dream or into reality. You start playing the guitar, you know, yes, I am here. I am grounded again. So it's very therapeutic. Long story short, Dan recommended we take this to the VA here in Milwaukee. He's a blocky VA. We played for some of the men and women in spinal rehab. They lit up like a holiday. The nurses commented on that they hadn't seen those personality levels raised at such a high peak in months, some cases years. So I said, come back next week. We continued doing that. I said, Dan, you know what? Let's do this as a nonprofit. I don't know what that is. I know you don't make money at that. I'm already good at that piece. And if I'm going to play guitar and not be going gold or platinum or whatever it might be, those levels, might as well help people.
So then what was the next process then? I've never started a nonprofit myself. So then where did you go from there as far as where you wanted the money to go, how you were going to raise money, and that whole process?
Yeah, at that time, Russ Feingold was a senator in Wisconsin, and I had met him. So he helped coach us through the process, wrote a letter to General Shinseki, who was the head of the VA at that time, and we were able to get our nonprofit status through fairly quick. We put a board of directors together, and we became a nonprofit. I remember Googling, you know, that's a verb now, I guess, guitars for vets in parentheses, and there wasn't one iota of that being said anywhere on the internet. So let's call it that. It explains what it is. We call it the healing power of music in the hands of heroes. A lot of vets don't consider themselves heroes, but we want to get the civilians involved. As a civilian, I do consider that. And so we've stuck with that motto. And since then, we've grown to about 112 chapters in 43 states. We've
Holy
given away
cow.
More than 4,000.
I thought it was just going to be, we got like, you know, five or six vets out of the area.
Yeah.
112 chapters in 43 states.
Yeah, we've gifted more than 4,000 brand new guitars and more than 40,000 lessons. We have 500 volunteers throughout the country.
That is amazing.
And Sparky, we're only held back by resources. That's money and guitars.
Really? So, I got so many questions. We could do a whole nother one just with you. So you're a part of the Light Up the Arts event, which is why we're all here talking about for the veterans coming up on March 6th. They obviously can still get tickets for that. Check it out at wiveteranschamber.org. If you want to learn more about the event or to sponsor or donate some silent auction items, we're talking about my guy Patrick here. Okay, so you started up. At what point did you decide that you wanted to go do a second chapter? At what point did you? Because look, I mean, if I take this from the aspect of a nonprofit and say I own a successful restaurant, and how dangerous it is to go open a second restaurant without getting above your head, or a third restaurant, and as you grow that can be a scary proposition because you're trying to figure out how you're going to find people that you trust to be okay with doing all of this and do it the right way.
That's a fantastic question, and the strategy that I had never done this before, but was to grow as quickly as possible, sustainably, but to, if somebody wanted to start a chapter, they could start a chapter. So it was really a leap of faith, and not everybody worked out, but the majority of people did. I believe people are intrinsically good, and as you mentioned, you know, most folks want to help those that are suffering. In this case, you know, it's our brothers and sisters that served and are struggling with PTSD. So one of our early chapters was in Miami. Then we went to Houston, and we tried to get a national footprint so we could say we're a national organization.
Sure.
Quickly. And that does go against, you know, the classic model of how to start a business. I think of a little bacteria in a petri dish slowly growing outwards.
Yep.
And we're more, boy, there's got to be better analogies, but we're more like a virus, sir.
I don't think I would use that at this point either. Virus, probably not something you want to go
with. A good one.
Yes.
A beneficial virus.
Yes.
I can see that.
So from your perspective then, so you jump on board and you obviously benefit from this a little bit as well. But what do you guys do, Guitars for Vets, as far as to raise money to get vets these guitars and so forth? What's your big deal that you guys do?
Yeah. I mean, one of the easiest ways to, and I refer to money and guitars together, as resources to acquire that, is folks that have guitars in the closet, under the bed, hanging on the wall,
lots,
whatever it is, but they're not playing them.
Right.
And they may have a big collection, or it belonged to somebody in the family, and there's an emotional attachment. So it's hard just to, you know, take it to great organizations like Goodwill or whomever like that. They want to see it paid forward. This is the way they can do that. They can drop off these instruments at there's drop-off points around town. Maybe at this event, they'll accept guitar donations. Is that a yes?
Yes,
this is what happens when we do radio. Magic happens,
I'm not
guys.
Sure I have the
magic happens.
To make an executive decision.
Erin's over here. She's the boss.
Thumbs up,
she said yes. Yep,
communications director is smiling. bring your guitar down. Drop it off. We'll have folks there from Guitars for Vets, obviously. We'll
there
be performing.
Mm-hmm.
And, what a way to feel good about letting something like that go forward and save a life, potentially. I can't underestimate the power.
I've got to follow up on something here because you'll learn about me as we get to know each other a little bit going forward is I always have ideas. I'm always kind of thinking about how to make something better or whatever. Do you guys go out and do performances across southeastern Wisconsin or across the state themselves, like mini concerts or performing at festivals or stuff like that?
Yes. Across the country, we try to get in. It's hard to get into festivals because festivals, every square foot is worth money
no doubt.
To these folks. And we usually have to pay to get into them. It's a great opportunity for folks to actually see what this program is doing to help. It's a success story. And as I say, we cultivate joy. We don't put somebody in the top of a brochure that looks like they're miserable.
Right.
Because this is about smiles and laughter. And, you know, that's why working with the Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce is so important because they include us in as much as they can.
So if somebody wants to get a hold of you for guitar lessons or if somebody wants to get a hold of you, donate guitars or want to get invested in your program, how would they do that?
Two ways. They can go to Guitars for Vets for either the number 4 or FOR4.com or .org, or they can dial 855-G4V-HERO. 855-G
like
for V Hero. Operators are standing by.
I like that.
Those are the best ways, and then they'll route you to
the correct chapter or whatever the case may be. Because we're heard all over the country, obviously, so it's not just here. So thank you very much for coming in, and I'm sure we'll talk down the line. Adam Bratz also here, and he is with the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. Again, Light Up the Arts event coming up March 6th. Tickets still available. You can check it out at wiveteranschamber.org. Silent auction items still needed. Silent auction items can be anything. They can be sports tickets. It can be anything, right?
Anything.
Anything of value?
Yep, you bet.
But no used, gently used anything, right?
Yeah, Guitars for Vets will be donating a guitar for your auction, too. It'll be sweet, an Epiphone Master Built.
And you can also donate guitars to you guys as well. We just came up with that on the show. So we just have to add that to the website as well. Yeah, I just think it's a beautiful relationship. I really do. And thanks so much, guys, for coming in and being a part of this. I encourage everybody, if you're a business owner or whatever, you should get involved with these guys. Make a donation. Become a sponsor. Again, like he said, Adam said, the sponsorship start as low as $250. I think the highest one is, what,
$4,500?
Is the highest one. So all different levels that you can get in at wiveteranschamber.org. Make sure to check them out today. Adam and Patrick, thanks so much, you guys, for coming in. This has been the Public Affairs Show on AM 1250, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 99.1 WMYX, and 103.7 KISS FM.